This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida radio station here from Studio E, two great radio stations all across America, around the world, and across the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and EMS workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, certainly, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers out there, the men and the women going coast to coast and border to border. And then there's the UPS and the FedEx and the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail out there. Appreciate everything you guys and gals are doing. And then, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse and the Amazon drivers out there doing what they're doing. Appreciate that. Suicide drivers out there, the junk, the haulers of the gas and haulers of the diesel and haulers of the jet fuel. Appreciate what you do. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And we're also over on Getter, on True Social, and on Twitter as Captain's America on all of those, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there right now and listen to the show streaming over there. If you can't get it any other way, you can get it over there live right now at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us out in California, the land of milk and honey and snow, because it's snowing where it didn't snow normally right now, we've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, it never snows in Southern California.
No, but we get a blizzard warning every 34 years.
yeah, isn't that something? Honey? That's happening. But anyway, it is what it is. Good luck to you. And I'm sure that the people that are out there know how to drive in it, right?
I wish. Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, the people from south of the border probably have no clue, but that's okay. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize those two words in there, under God, because of what it does. And our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is Tuesday, right?
That's right.
What does that mean?
Well, it means it's Mission Barbecue time.
Well, here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And you never know who you'll see there.
That's right. Exactly. And it's always great. I know I am always glad to hear the stories when people drop by and all the good conversations.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, the COVID-19 issue, the lab theory, which is not the fringe anymore.
It is not the fringe anymore, Captain, and definitely the evidence is now becoming much more, evident, as it were, about the idea that something happened in the lab. Now, obviously, there are two distinct possibilities. It was an accident, it got out somehow, or it was released. I mean, there's only two possibilities. Something went wrong or it was deliberate. But, Captain, because they were working on this gain-of-function research and so forth, trying to make these viruses to mutate and this kind of thing, and then it got out and it literally broke the world. And you mentioned, Captain, about it being fringe. Well, at the beginning of the pandemic, if you said, wait a minute, this thing came from a lab, then you were some kind of scientific heretic or something.
You're a loony.
That's right. And we were told that this came from a bat, basically, in a wet market in Wuhan, China. And it was just one of those things. And Dr. Fauci, and I'm going to say that, I don't know if Jeff's listening, he might put the duck in the chat room here. But Dr. Fauci told us time and again that this transferred from animal to human, and that that's what happened, basically. But I don't think people believe that's what happened at all.
No, and if you do, you're a damn fool because you haven't been paying attention. And we've been telling everybody from the beginning that this was just not the way they were trying to tell you, that there was something wrong here, really wrong. And we were right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so really the paper trail, the money trail, and what this research was all about, I think is terrifying to the American people, because if it was done once, it can be done again. Was, again, either by accident or by deliberately releasing it. Because, you know, Captain, we haven't heard anybody really say, well, it could happen again and we better protect against it. It's always just been about the initial COVID exposure.
Yes, yes, and yes. And the music should be coming up. Here it comes right now. So you hang on and we'll be right back with more here on Captain's America Third Watch. And we will let Kyle tell us where we're going today. We'll have him tell everybody. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. That would be Mike Lindell. MyPillow is having one hell of a sale. I'll tell you that. Just about everything he's got is marked down in fashion or form. By anywhere from the buy one, get one phenomenon to 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, or 90%, depending on what it is. You can find out more by going to his website, MyPillow.com, then go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And while you're in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN and shop till you drop. Now, if you want to call him on the phone, speak to a live person, you can do that by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time with the number, 800-641-5459. Always include the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can buy and save on everything they've got, whether it's pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, whether or not it's the pajamas they have, whether it's not... anything that they have for bedding, mattresses, mattress covers, you name it. It's all on sale. All of it. I've never seen anything quite like it. And he's trying to lower his inventory on some of the stuff he's got, which is fine. You sell it, you get it, you make it, you sell it again, you get it, you make it. And he's passing along these huge savings to the customers. So go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, check out everything that's on there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, that's CAPTAIN, and save yourself a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
When you think you got it all licked and everything's all taken care of, here comes Joe Biden again, and he says that only the MAGA crowd is questioning the billions of dollars spent on the war in Ukraine. Do you believe that?
I do, as a matter of fact. He says, you know, and then he goes on to talk about, Captain, how somehow, the implication, I should say, is that if you question this, you know, you really don't want to help Ukraine, or, you know, you just want us to walk away completely and it's going to be worse. But, of course, he had to get that term MAGA Republicans in. It's not just MAGA Republicans who would have a good question as to how much money is being spent, where it's going, and what does it do when it gets there.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, they want to know. Nobody else seems to care. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let me see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
Yes, what's up?
I've been thinking about this whole Ukraine thing, and you know, from the experience of Nam, if a army has to go in and take territory and win a battle, they have to have enough boots on the ground to keep that territory. There's no other way around it. And the way things are going now in Ukraine, Russia is planning a Vicksburg-like attack, where Grant, when he came to Vicksburg, he sent wave after wave after wave of people until he finally just overwhelmed it. And I think that's what Putin's going to do with Ukraine. But I don't see, and they got way more people, way more armament. F-16's not going to change it. There's not enough Ukrainians to put boots on the ground in Donbass and anywhere else. The other thing is, the reason that this got started, I think, is because when Reagan made the deal with Khrushchev, he said there'll be no NATO countries bordering the Soviet Empire. And he took him for his word. And one of the main things as far as agreements in the past, and I don't think they mean anything to this administration as far as, you know, giving your word of honor goes, and with them trying to push NATO all up and down Russia's border, I think Putin's kind of freaked out, especially what happened in Leningrad and everything else. So, yeah, he's more paranoid than I think he needs to be. But at the same time, I don't see any other way for this to end other than a partition of Ukraine in the settlement, because there's just too many people getting killed, both sides.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about it. All right, thank you very much. Okay, back to you, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, I wanted to address one of the points the caller was making, and about the boots on the ground, and I think it brings up a really, really good question. So let's say, just for the sake of argument, that Putin will bring in wave after wave. And arguably that's right. You can't just fight a war from the air. You have to have boots on the ground. But what happens when and if Ukraine begins to really lose this thing as a result of a massive wave after wave of attacks? Where do those boots on the ground come from? Do you think, Captain, that President Biden would say, well, the American people, we're going to have to go do this, and I'm going to send troops in there? I mean, do you think that's a never can ever do sort of thing for Joe Biden, or do you think he would actually consider it?
I doubt very seriously Biden will do that, because he knows that will lead to a direct conflict with Russia. He doesn't want that. He's not going to do that, and the Ukrainians are going to suffer as a result. But I do think he would bring in our bombers and our fighters to fly over the top and start knocking out some of the Russian positions. I do believe he'd do that.
I agree. And by the same token, Vladimir Putin can say the U.S. is now directly attacking Russian fighters, Russian soldiers.
In Ukraine, not Russia.
In Ukraine. Not in Russia, but in Ukraine. But he will say, well, you're on their side. Of course, he knows we're on their side at this point. But again, it just seems like every turn of this, you can't find a way that doesn't escalate this war in some way, shape, or form.
Well, China is trying to play the role of the peacemaker in Ukraine after the U.S. warned China about aiding Russia, and they said they're not going to do it. They're not doing it. They've already been doing it, but now they say they're not going to do it anymore. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, yeah. I just don't know what to think about that, Captain, in terms of whether or not, because China's already been giving assistance to Russia.
We know that. We know that.
Economic as well. And then, of course, their brilliant idea of saying, we're gonna help you with the peace process here, but of course, you know, you need to drop all those sanctions against Russia. You know, some of these are just non-starters.
Now, let me just throw something out there for the people that how soon we forget. Do you remember when we left Afghanistan?
Oh, yes, yes.
Now we understand that what was left behind in terms of military equipment and hardware and cash amounted to $7.2 billion. Now we know that.
Unbelievable. And left it behind for the Taliban and whoever else wanted to, and whoever else can get their hands on it via the Taliban.
Well, the Taliban is selling it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Because they can't understand how to use most of it.
Yeah, but no matter what, I mean, we've helped by this issue, we've bolstered up this terrible regime. That is just evil to people.
They're not
incredible.
Evil. Taliban's not evil. They're nice guys. They said so.
I don't know. I'm sticking with evil. it's sad. You know, we're kind of laughing about it, but it really is. I mean, I can't imagine in the 21st century that people on planet Earth are being treated as they are under the thumb of the Taliban.
Well, I can imagine it. I just think it's horrible that it's actually happening. But, you know, we've done this to ourselves. If we paid attention to begin with and done the things we should have done when we should have done them, we wouldn't have these problems right now.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely.
But they were, can't do that. They're going to say bad things about us. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, they're not going to work with us. Oh, we can't do that. They aren't going to give us any ice cream. Oh, you know, whatever. I mean, what a bunch of jerks.
Well, right. Well, but because the ultimate point is that the world is a very dangerous place and there are bad actors in the world and you have to be able to deal with them. And I think we can deal with them and maintain our standards as the United States. But I think once in a blue moon, you get somebody like a Trump that comes along that sort of calls it like it is. And then, of course, they gang up on him for calling it like it is.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're going to break, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we are going to be at Mission Barbecue today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, East.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Lakers might be losing LeBron James at a key point in the season. The Athletic reports James is expected to miss multiple weeks due to a right foot injury. James suffered the injury in the third quarter of Sunday's win over the Dallas Mavericks, but stayed in the game and played through it. The 38-year-old forward will reportedly require multiple opinions on the right foot. Los Angeles is currently battling to make the Western Conference play-in tournament as it sits at 29-32 on the season. The Commanders are moving on from one of their veteran players. Quarterback Carson Wentz has been released after just one season in Washington. The move saves the Commanders $26.176 million on the salary cap this offseason. San Diego will reportedly be hosting a big soccer match this summer. It looks like actors Ryan Reynolds will be bringing their Wrexham soccer team to San Diego to face Manchester United out of the Premier League. Julio Flores, USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Hey, have you thought about your feet today? Well, let me tell you something. Each foot has 26 bones and 30 joints in it, more than 100 muscles and tendons and ligaments. And if one of those toes go bad, the entire foot is affected and your life grinds to a halt because you wind up limping. And when this happens, you need to visit Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Now, I got to thinking about this the other day because I'm starting to see some women that are showing up over at the doctor's office. And there's a reason for that. Women pay the price for that gorgeous pair of pumps. Advanced Podiatry has advanced solutions for bunions, for other maladies of the foot. Problems with big toe arthritis, hammer toes, gout. What about sports injuries of the ankle and feet? Or, oh, that painful plantar fasciitis. Now, Advanced Podiatry can help you, just like they've been helping me. And their location is simple, super convenient to find. 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square in St. Petersburg, just west of 66th Street. Now, they accept most all insurance plans. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has caring hands that will help your feet in St. Pete. Call them at 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615, or visit Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. .com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, there
hey,
you are.
Hey, Captain.
There you are. I got you. Now I got you. Roger that. That's what happens.
That's right.
That's what happens when you push that button and it doesn't, it just sticks. But anyway, back to what we were talking about here. Texas Congressman McCall said that the Department of Energy now backs what common sense told us about the lab leak with COVID and the origin theory. They back it 100%. And why wouldn't they? It's been that way all along.
It has been that way all along, Captain. And as we were talking about before, people were called a conspiracy theorist or you were some kind of a wacko because you put two and two together. And as we've been going through the news day today, I've been seeing some of the video of Jon Stewart early on in this thing, making the connection very, very easily and between the Wuhan virus and the Wuhan Virology Institute. And he used a lot of humor with that. And you had Stephen Colbert sort of looking at him like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? Because it seems to make sense. And sometimes the simplest explanation of something is the reality. It's much easier to see that this came from the same lab that's in the area where you had this outbreak, where they're working on this stuff, gain of function and all that, as opposed to somebody found a bat. And the bat was in the wet market, and then the jump from animal to human. And it's such a complex, you have to twist yourself into a pretzel to get to where Dr. Fauci wanted you to be so that you go, oh, this is a natural phenomenon.
No, thanks. I'm not twisting Dr. Fauci. I just want him to go away and be quiet. Now, go ahead.
I was simply going to say, and look at all the things that have happened. You know, if we could have approached this from a real scientific standpoint and a real political standpoint, not the political correctness standpoint, but an actual political standpoint as to, wait a minute, what was going on in this other country that affected every other country on the world?
Well, our CIA director has a theory on all of this. He said that Putin's view of America is that we, the American people, have an attention deficit disorder.
Interesting. Well, you know, I've seen this a lot. A lot of talk about Putin and what he thinks and why he's doing what he's doing and what his perceptions are and stuff like that. Gee, I don't know. This guy invaded Ukraine, and it seems to me that if we have attention deficit disorder or not, what he did was still wrong. It was still unacceptable. I'm not calling them Putin apologists, but there is a certain chic to talking about, well, Putin doesn't want this, and he's concerned about that, and all this other stuff. But Putin made the decision to invade Ukraine when it would appear to me that there wasn't a real good chance that Ukraine was going to become part of NATO anytime soon.
Now, the GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley has said she wants absolutely no more taxpayer dollars going to any of our enemies.
Well, yeah, I who could disagree with something like that?
We were supposed to be doing that, but when Biden got in, we started giving money to everybody but the good humor man.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, these are the things that presidential elections are made of. Now, we just went through the midterms, and the Democrats were able to successfully make that only primarily about abortion. But the presidential election, especially with the developments I think we'll continue to see in Ukraine, certainly if it's dragging on into 2024 and no end in sight, that's going to be an albatross politically around Biden's neck.
Well, it's got to be the economy, too, because the economy's not exactly on all 12 cylinders.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. In fact, you know, with all these huge layoffs that have happened, especially in the tech sector, we're now seeing that we're going to perhaps have some double-digit home price declines in certain key U.S. cities, including Seattle, I think Phoenix, San Francisco, and one other, if I recall correctly, because you know, the economy can't take all this. And then we'll see these kinds of things start to happen. And that has a chilling effect, and it can also mean a spiral.
Speaking of chilling, don't drink the water. While a majority of Biden's strongest supporters are pretty much the only people who would feel safe drinking contaminated East Palestine water, most say no to the safety of the water there. I do, and I'm not even there, but I've been seeing the reports. They've got a big problem with the water there. Nobody seems to want to recognize that.
Well, of course, and you can't just simply be swept under the rug in the sense that, well, that was so 1 month ago when this whole thing happened. This is going to be a pervasive, ongoing problem that people have a right to be skeptical about until it could be shown unequivocally that the water is completely safe. By the way, Captain, I think it was Austin was that fourth city I was thinking about in terms of what they're looking at with some of these layoffs. But this is... do not have clean water in the United States of America, that's really saying something.
Now, most voters give the federal government very low ratings for its response to this month's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. And they also do not trust what the government is saying.
No, I don't think a whole lot of people are trusting what that means. Do you trust what Pete Buttigieg says about basically anything?
Not at all.
At this point? Yeah, only because they haven't given you good reason to trust them. We've heard these kinds of things before. The fact that what I think it points out, Captain, is that the Biden administration and, you know, the various elements of it, they're interested in their political message. They're interested in whatever sort of radical change that they're trying to bring about through wokeness or whatever the case may be. All the other practical stuff that is actually literally where the rubber meets the road or where the train wheel meets the track, they're out to lunch on that. They don't really care.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold that thought because folks are going to come right back with more here and do our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. Kyle Warren and myself. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to see if we can find this guy over here to take us to break. He should be able to if I can locate him. There we go. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Brooks and Dunn live in concert at one of the Music Awards ceremonies somewhere they were at here not too long ago. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the works here. Only in America. Now, that song originally by itself just blows you right out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds good, and it's got a good. I like the guitar work. That's a cool sound.
Yeah, well, that's let's see, Kix. What's his name? Is his name Kix? Is that his first name? Kix Dunn.
Maybe I'm not. I have
the guy with a cowboy hat. But anyway, yeah. All right, you take it away and tell us, please, what is going on out west.
All right, well, Captain, we're continuing to see some snowfall out there, especially it's changed a little bit since last hour, as a matter of fact. A lot of the snow up in northern Utah was kind of keeping out of the directly over Logan, but it looks like it's going over Logan, Utah right now, especially over I-15 as you head up into Idaho. But south of that, Ogden, you've got snow. Farmington, the snow now that west of Salt Lake City down through a place called Dugway, so you want to be careful with that. Also, if you're coming out of Salt Lake City and you're heading, if you're in the Park City area, down Highway 189, Heber City, Midway, you've got snow as well if you're trucking through that area, traveling through. Snow's drifting a little bit south of Idaho Falls, or at least is south now of Idaho Falls, so that means that Interstate 15 is clear there for now, but if you're on Pocatello, still got snow in that area. Snow in Walla Walla, snow up on I-90 in Spokane, Washington. Snow, mix of snow and sleet and rain all around Seattle. Also Portland right now with sleet. Sleet north of Salem on Interstate 5. A little bit south of Eugene as well on Interstate 5. Snow continuing across I-80. Watch out Donner Pass. And also watch out in Cajon Pass in Southern California on Interstate 15, snowing on Tuesday, and Wednesday. So be careful out there.
All righty, here we go in North Dakota. We do have snow in North Dakota, especially along Interstate 94. And we do have a winter storm warning now, just a little bit west of Fargo, all the way through Bismarck, west of Bismarck, almost all the way to the Montana line. Other than that, we've got a general snowfall going on. Inside South Dakota, the northern part of South Dakota, all the way across from Montana to Minnesota, you've got snow, and then that snow continues through the central part of Minnesota, and that's where it stops. It does not go over yet into Wisconsin, which we think it will. There could be some more snow in the southern part of Minnesota tonight. It's not done yet. There could be some more snow, as I said, in the central part of Wisconsin, because it's not done yet. We do have some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan, and that's going to be there for a little bit. And we got some winds that are picking up. We've had some rain warnings because we had some severe weather, and we've got some flooding now in Illinois down there on the, about halfway down, not quite to Springfield, but we've had some flooding in Illinois tonight, so that's going to make it interesting for the voting tomorrow, I am sure. And then moving over to the east, we've got an area of unsettled weather in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia and the mountains of North Carolina. We've also got some windy conditions through the central part of South Carolina. We do have a gale warning coming up from Savannah to the Chesapeake Bay, and then it juts out and comes back in up there around South Jersey and goes all the way to Nova Scotia. Now, in upstate New York, from just about Buffalo all the way across I-90 and all the way across 17 on the southern part to Poughkeepsie, you've got snow. When you get east of Syracuse, you're going to be with a winter storm warning, which is going to take you all the way over to Boston. And it'll also take you all the way over to the water in New Hampshire and in Maine as well, the southern tip of Maine. We do have snow tonight and a winter storm warning in the New York area. Long Island may be getting some snow as we speak right now. And there'll be a general snowfall up in the northern part of Maine until this system gets itself organized. So that's what we got. We might want to throw into the mix a little fog just for the heck of it down in Corpus Christi, down to Brownsville. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions there from Eagle Lake down to Brownsville. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, we've got Denise Simon on the phone. We're going to jump on over there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we got a lot of things to talk about, which we will get to. But right now, it kind of looks like as if the Democrats are talking about taxing your Social Security benefits as income.
They've already been taxed.
So I know.
You want double tax?
Yes, they do. Tax you as if you were collecting an income. That came about late yesterday. Not saying it's going to happen. I doubt it. But they threw it out there just to make you feel good.
Okay. It's not going to go anywhere, I don't think.
No, it's not going to go through. It will not go through. Now, China is upset about the U.S. Yeah, I know. About the U.S. claiming that China is arming Russia. They said that it aims to hinder our Ukraine peace plan that we put out there. And we're not doing any such thing. Well, I think they are.
Well, it's easy enough to find out. I had this discussion with somebody yesterday. You know, when we have U.S. military on the ground in Ukraine, we've got CIA on the ground in Ukraine. So when there is any ordnance that hits in key areas, you know, the experts can go over there, whether it is, you know, spent ordnance or unexploded ordnance, and there is some unexploded ordnance. It's easy enough to go do some forensics on it to see if there are Chinese writings or Chinese parts in this ordnance. So I believe that's already done, and that's why we're even having this discussion, because I believe that we know that it's already happening. And I wish that, you know, they put the proof out there. You know, I asked the question many months ago, if China was doing this, and it's kind of like suddenly become a topic. Well, it's become a topic because they think there's evidence of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that may have been brought up by Gordon Chang. He may have been one
pretty
of
much
them.
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear here. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, check out the article she writes over there, and there just might be something over there that would trip your trigger. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more after this.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.